Ulster County residents living along the lower Esopus Creek, which drains into the south central Catskills, have been noticing a steady decrease in water clarity. It's because of dirty liquid being released from the upstream Ashokan Reservoir, courtesy of a New York City authority. We get more on that story from the Innovation Trail's Jenna Flanagan.
Every time that the creek overflows its banks, it ends up in the living rooms of the constituents within the town of Ulster, destroying their property, destroying their homes, making it a mess.
That's James Quigley, supervisor of the town of Ulster. The turbid water is thick and clouded with silt and clay, and residents compare its appearance to that of chocolate milk. The New York City Department of Environmental Protection occasionally releases turbid water from the Ashokan Reservoir into the Esopus Creek after heavy rainfalls to maintain or lower its capacity and to keep reservoir water quality acceptable. The releases became a serious problem for Ulster County residents after 2010 and 2011. Saugerties resident Candace Ballmer explains.
Since the initial, following the huge superstorms, when there was such a big problem and the city initiated this massive release of highly turbid waters at high levels for a long duration, that's really what caused so many of the problems.
Residents say the water releases lasted for as long as 4 months. So the Department of Environmental Conservation is collecting public comments for its environmental impact statement on how the New York City DEP releases opaque, cloudy water. It was a small but no less passionate crowd that showed up at the student lounge of the Ulster County Community College.
The scoping process is intended to promote the public participation in the development of the DEIS.
Ulster Town Supervisor James Quigley says while they cannot control the condition of the water released from the Ashokan, the New York City DEP can control how much of it gets released.
There appears, to a casual observer, to be more than sufficient reservoir capacity, even at a reduced level, to provide water for the city of New York.
The Department of Environmental Conservation will accept written comments up through July 8th, and they'll go towards drafting an environmental impact statement that will be used to reassess the reservoir management methods. In Stone Ridge, I'm Jenna Flanagan for WRVO News.